Hey, happy day, really happy day if you're a left-wing wacko because you're over the top now. Hey, Trump, he's going to go to jail for 35 years, and I hope it's 135 years, and that's how they talk. They're evil. They're evil people. I mean, really, come on. Where's the evidence? And even if you found a little bit, you really wish that somebody should go to prison for that just because you don't like them? That's evil stuff. I mean, come on already. These are the same people, particularly those in California and some other states too, that let people out of jail. Murderers, muggers, rapists. They let them out because they say, we need to treat them better. It's our fault that they're bad. They had bad childhoods and we weren't there to help them. Wow. And now they say President Trump should be in jail forever. Put him so far in jail, you got to feed him with a slingshot. These are evil people. They're very, very bad people. Why? Why? I mean, everybody needs to look at them, not at Trump so much. Look at them. The people that wish harm on one person when they have bad people and they want to defund police and do all those things, and the really bad people, give them another chance. But don't give Trump another chance. That's bad. But there is the base. It's not just the base. It's other people who are looking at this thing, even Democrats that I know, say, and I don't know very many, they say, wow, this isn't right. So within 24 hours after the jury came out and said he was guilty, the party's raised more than $50 million. I mean, Trump's fundraising page crashed due to heavy traffic. It crashed. Can you imagine? Everybody's trying to give money. And his approval rating went up just hours after the jury made their announcement, jumped 6 points. What's going to happen in the future? I mean, I don't know. Who knows? It's going to be wild. I mean, he's the one that used to say, Trump, I'm talking about, lock her up. So you know that Clinton's probably going to be on television. I'd say lock him up. And he's probably already in jail. I believe he will be sentenced to jail. I'm jumping here, but a couple of things, though. I need to share. Firstly, you have to, if you're convicted in something, you're supposed to say, I'm guilty. Then the judge, you know, the theory is they're lenient on you. And secondly, you're not supposed to call the judge names. Okay. Trump, of course, he's doing all those things. I'm innocent and you're a loser and you're all thieves and crooks. And it was fixed and rigged. So the chances are that he'll go to jail. And he should, from their perspective, because it's a couple of days before the Republican convention. So what better place to have the nominee than in prison? How long will he get? Maybe a week, maybe a month. I mean, I don't know. Probably they'll keep him there until after the election in November. And then what happens? I mean, this campaign is going to be wild. It's going to be unprecedented, but the name calling and all of this stuff, I mean, it's really, really going to be something. I mean, the underlying theory was is that there was a criminal theory, and there wasn't. You know, he's a convicted felon now. What's next? I mean, there's going to be movies, all kinds of things. What'll happen? Who knows? I mean, Trump's supporters pasted this on True Social. Jesus was, these are the right-wing Christian right or whatever. Jesus was convicted in a sham trial and crucified, and I still follow him. Of course, clearly indicated and implying that they're behind Trump all the way. I mean, soon Americans on the left will wake up and say, America was saved by a porn star. Ah, how did that happen? But that's, maybe that'll come, maybe not. And I'll just flip over to Canada where you got more crazy. We're not, you know, the Canadian thing isn't at the stage yet of violence or, you know, putting people in jail. Well, I better back up on that. Hold it. They did. It was that trucker thing that was going on a year or two ago. Trudeau did that. I mean, he put people in prison. So they weren't the president, but they were high up there and they're trying to do some good. And he put them in jail. I mean, now the country's a mess. Canada's broke. I mean, Trudeau gives money away to everybody and spends it. And he's a wild person. I mean, he's a socialist and he's totally out of control. So what happens? He gives the government, people that work for him, $406 million in bonuses. Bonuses. I mean, typically you should get a bonus, you know, when you do a good job. These government people that he's given a bonus to, they should all get a pink slap. I mean, they should all be fired. Instead, he bonuses them up. Why? Why is that? I mean, dumb as forever, that's thievery. And people are, it's a tough life. I mean, go buy a quart of milk, go buy a loaf of bread, go buy a gallon of gas, and go buy a house, get a mortgage. Things have changed over the last several years because of socialism, and socialism's been brought on by the prime mistake of Canada. And of course, looking south, you got Biden. They got crazy everywhere. I mean, the overwhelming majority of the Canadian poor, this is a new study that just came out the other day, are white folk. White folk. And yet Trudeau's continues to give things to the Indians and to minority groups, and here's more money and here's more money, and the poor white folk who built the country. It was their country. Nobody asked them if it could be given away. And now their money has gone to other groups, which people don't mind. They want to help other people. But there's got to be a limit, and there's no limit. I mean, let me end today with something nice, because all this other stuff, it's a problem. It's a big problem. We need a solution. The solution can only come from us, the people with a mind. But the other people, the mindless ones, they have control of the media, and they have control over so many influence things that it's hard. But we'll win, because we're tough. We'll just keep on pushing. Don't be silent. Yell and tell everybody how bad they are and convert. We need help and we'll get it. But anyway, to end the day, there's a guy. He comes to my ranch a few times a week and he brings dogs. He's called the Dog Whisperer. And here's a picture. And he always makes me laugh at watching what he can do with the dog. And I was sitting there. I was doing a bad thing, having a cup of coffee and a cigar. And he said, would you like a picture with the dogs? And there's 8 dogs running all over the land. And I said, sure. I was being sarcastic. And he did his stuff. Within minutes, these 8 dogs circle me. One of them jumped in my lap. And I thought, wow, what a nice life. I mean, and as it is, the guy with the dogs, he's a right-wing guy too. And we like that. Right? See ya.